Welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Hello, and welcome to Follow Me Friday. If you're watching me on social media or on my YouTube channel, welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well if you are listening to me on my podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about creating a change and why. This week, I had a little snafu with technology, and I actually almost had a breakdown. And this is what I normally do. I have a blow up, I cry, I kick, I scream, whatever. I just get all crazy, and I end up wasting my energy having a breakdown because something doesn't work. My default mode, what I normally do, what I always do, is not working anymore. That's it. Poof. It's just not working anymore. So what I did this time is when this happened to me, and I'll tell you what happened. It was a technology snafu. It was my iMovie on my Mac computer. It decided to completely crash. I tried many different things. I reached out and asked for help. I almost had to take my computer to the Mac, to Apple. I mean, I didn't know what to do. But rather than fussing and kicking and screaming and yelling at my husband, poor guy, he doesn't even know what to do. I mean, it's not his fault that this happened. He was trying to help me figure it out. Rather than wasting my energy, I stepped into the mode of, okay, this is hard and I need to make a change. So this is what I wanted to talk to you all about today. Making a change is hard, and doing something hard can make a change in you and create growth. So the other day in yoga class, we were working on some balance poses. Some of the students in there were a little nervous about trying it. I said, just try. If you wobble and fall out of the pose, that's okay. Come back in and try. We're building muscle memory. It's a good thing. So when you try something hard, you're creating growth and you're creating change. So if you do something hard, you're going to make a change. So just remember that. So behind me, I have the fork in the road. I always call our life a journey, and it's a path that we take. And sometimes we come to forks in the roads, and then we're like, which way do I go? One side is a hard change, and one side is an easy path. We want to go hard or easy. Many of us lean to the easy side because we're comfortable in it. It's easy. We don't have to deal with anything. Very few of us go to the hard side where we have to figure things out along the way. Maybe learn something again, relearn, like me. The thing is, if you want to see and be a change and maybe get closer to your future self, who you envision yourself to be, perhaps you need to go on the hard path. Unless we do something hard, we will not see a change. If we go to default mode and stay in easy, we're going to stay the same. It was an eye-opening experience for me this week, trying to learn to do something different, because I was taking for granted what I was doing. I was taking for granted, this is what I do, this is easy, I got this, I'm cool, I'm in default mode, okay. But then, well, things happen. Something crashes and then disappears. You have to learn and try to figure out something else. Moving out of your comfort zone, doing something hard will create a change, and it will create growth in you and in your life practice. So for this week, I invite you to try something hard, especially when you hit that fork in the road, like back here. Go the hard path. Oh, this was the hard path. That was the easy path, right? Go the hard path. Try it. If you do something hard, and even if you don't succeed in doing it the first time, go back and do it again, because each time we try, we get better at it. And then we do it without even thinking. It becomes, again, that's our next default mode. So try doing something hard just a little bit If it's okay if you fall down or fall back, get up and try again. Just like I talk about in balance poses in yoga. And the same thing with my yoga, with my coaching clients. I say the same thing. 1 week they'll try to make a change. They come back and says, Madhavi, I didn't make it. I fell off the wagon again. I'm like, okay, at least you tried and you know that it's hard. Let's go back and try it again this week. But try, tone it back a little bit. Don't jump. I'll dive all the way into it. Just take a little step. And then they try, they come back and say, like, hey, that tiny step worked. Let's move to the next step. So each time you make a little bitty change and notice that you're successful doing whatever that is hard, just a little bit of progress, it actually motivates you to try and move forward into that process again. Anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Try something, one little thing that's hard. You don't have to succeed. Just try it. You can always go back and try again. Each time you try, you're going to get better. Have a wonderful weekend. Try that hard thing. Drop a note in the comments. Let me know what you tried. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, take care. Stay well. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Prana Health, Wellness, and Yoga. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you won't miss any upcoming episodes. Also, if you'd like to follow me on Facebook, I have a private group called Living Healthy, Living Well, giving tips and tricks for a healthy lifestyle. If you would also like to learn more about my coaching sessions, group, individual, and yoga sessions, group and private, visit my website, www.pranahealthpc.com. All of these will be in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.